Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What the hell is up, Pelicans fans? My name is Elliot Clough, and of course, you know that already. We've been around for about six episodes now. It's been a week-ish since our last one. Had to take a little bit of a break with the All-Star weekend coming around, but we are back. It's a Wednesday, only one pod this week, as we will be previewing the game this coming Friday, where New Orleans will be matched up with the Portland Trailblazers. Once again, seems like we're strictly playing teams that we're competing for that eighth spot with coming up here in the second half of the season. It's been a pretty good 24 hours for Pelicans fans, New Orleans sports fans, I should say, with the news that Drew Brees will be returning, and of course, basketball on a major network coming up this Friday. So, set to be a good week for fans of New Orleans sports. Like I said, we haven't had a podcast since last Thursday where I did do a preview of the Thunder versus the Pelicans game. Unfortunately, the Pelicans did fall to Oklahoma City behind Steven Adams' half-court buzzer beater. Zion actually had a career high of 32, if you didn't catch that one. Really, he's just been able to do whatever he wants as of late. Now that he's healthy, he's shown what he's capable of, and he's 19 years old. So definitely a bright future for Zion, and we're getting redundant at that rate. But it was kind of a late loss, not too concerned about it. Obviously, it would have been beneficial for New Orleans to come out victorious in that one, especially with how close the playoff race is for that eighth spot right now. And with the easy half of the season coming at the Pelicans, it's good to get those quality wins when you can get them. Move up and then have your opponents move down. That's always good in the playoff race, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. We got to talk about All-Star Weekend, obviously, with the Rising Stars Challenge really getting the majority of the Pelicans being shown. Three players in that one, of course, Zion Williamson representing the United States, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Nicolo Melli on the world team, Alexander-Walker being from Canada and Melli from Italy. Nikhil and Nicolo just combined for 37 minutes, 9 points, and 3 of 15 from the field. That's mostly on Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I believe he shot 15%. It was like from the field. It was like 1 of 12 or something like that. But obviously that math doesn't add up. But it was not good. Not necessarily ideal for the foreigners, but they're both rookies. I mean, Nicolo Melli's a 29-year-old. I think he's a 29-year-old rookie, but this is his first year in the league. So I wasn't expecting for either of them to get a ton of minutes or to necessarily score a bunch of points when there's guys like Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant, obviously Zion, Miles Bridges won MVP, stuff like that. So not too concerning for the two young guys. Nikhil Alexander-Walker hasn't even been getting that very many minutes in the regular season, so nothing too concerning or anything like that. It was just not a lot of minutes, not a lot of points, but it's a exhibition game. Who cares? Zion, on the other hand, played great, filled lanes, had some dope dunks, some alley-oops. We really got what we wanted to see out of Zion. Looked like he was just having fun out there. Got to do an interview during the game on the sideline. You love to see that type of stuff. If you were to tell me towards the end of the game there, they were letting him have a free lane and just do some crazy dunk attempts, and none of them ended up going. But if you were to tell me as a Pelicans fan that you didn't pee yourself just a little bit on those last few dunks, I'm
on right now. I don't believe you.
Some of those dunks were pretty wild, and it looked like he landed really hard. Obviously, he's a big guy. That's what's going to happen, but That was pretty wild, and you gotta cringe just a bit every time Zion dunks like that. With those injuries in the past and how big he is, you know that there's a possibility of that injuries building up in the future as well. So maybe you didn't. I certainly did. I was like, ha ha. That's pretty much how it was. Now, I know we had this recent video of Jackson Hayes being upset that he wasn't selected to the Rising Stars Challenge and all this stuff. And then he had to come out and apologize, and rightfully so. I mean, he's a young kid. You're going to make mistakes like that. I think it's all kind of blown over. We don't need to necessarily address it again, but I'm on his side. Like, watching this game, how the actual frick did Jackson Hayes not make this roster? One of the most athletic young guys in the league. A top center, for sure, for a rookie. He could have been an injury replacement for Wendell Carter Jr., who did do warm-ups but ultimately didn't play. You know, personally, I think if you're not sure you're going to play in an all-star game, you should just you could go like Tyler Hero did. Excuse me. Go like Tyler Hero did and let somebody replace you, because that's an opportunity for somebody else to participate in the All-Star weekend. And, you know, these guys are having a blast during the All-Star weekend. And I think personally think Wendell Carter Jr. should have done that, should have just chilled. Jackson Hayes deserved a spot out there. But if anything, he'll definitely be in it next year, assuming, you know, he's not injured or anything. But for the All-Star game, we really didn't get to see that much of Brandon Ingram. 2 points in 8 minutes and 33 seconds. You know, we couldn't expect much with that injury. Maybe I'm contradicting myself here, but at least Brandon Ingram did play. He played enough amount of time for us to talk about it. So he did get to talk to the media as well. He gave credit to his move to New Orleans for his rise in the league, and he says that his ankle is just fine. Rehabilitation's going well. He'll be back soon. So we got some stuff from his media day, if anything. But this All-Star game format is officially fixed. I mean, there's a couple things that I'd like to address here that I would do differently, but assuming they stay with this method for the most part, still friendly and fun, but holy crap, that was competitive. I hope that you got to watch that game, because for a while there, sports fans were really, really just bored with the All-Star game. Didn't necessarily even watch it. Guys, I mean, Steph laid down in the middle of a game so Giannis could dunk. That's obviously not content that we want to see. They were having fun, but it just wasn't competitive. And in that East versus West mode, it was just, yeah, I'm an All-Star, get to represent my conference, I guess. It'll be fun. We won't have to try so hard. It'll be a good way to relax. Now these guys are going at it, and they've been going at it for a couple years now with that institution of picking each other's teams. That helped a lot, but this was ultra, ultra competitive. Best series of All-Star games we've seen in the most recent years, and this was the best one. I didn't like the way that it ended on a free throw. People were celebrating after that. I didn't like that. I think I saw it on Twitter. They said that in a late situation like that, it should take away points from the other team. I like that. I think that keeps it competitive, and you can win on a jump shot that way. I liked the way it was fun to watch, and you don't get that type of intensity with these All-Star games. You're not leaning in. You're not really excited to see who's going to pull it out, but that was fun. That was really fun. And the NBA needs to stick with it for sure. Now, moving on from the All-Star weekend, because that's old news. What am I doing? Game versus the Blazers this coming Friday. The Pels are still undefeated against Portland this season, 115-104 November 19th at home, 102-94 December 23rd in Portland, 138-117 on February 11th at home. That was just a little bit over a week ago. Zion put up 31 in that last one. JJ also put up 20. Dame and CJ McCollum led the Blazers with 20 points each. Now, for this game on Friday, to make reference again to that previous one where Damian scored 20 points. And prior to that, I think the previous 11 or 12 games, maybe 10 games, he was averaging 41. I guess it came out that Damian was hurt. You know, he looked fine to me in that game. He just wasn't able to do the things that he was doing prior to, wasn't scoring at the clip that he was. Granted, he didn't really play in the fourth quarter, so the total score for him wasn't necessarily that high, but the Pelicans pretty much did whatever they wanted in this one. The first half was tough, but in the second half, the Pelicans played their best basketball of the entire season. You know, I'm not necessarily expecting that to be upheld the rest of the season. Obviously, we didn't necessarily see that against the Oklahoma City Thunder, but if you can get going that same way, why not? And, you know, Damian might still be, that injury might still be lingering. Who knows? It's only been, 10 days since that injury, since we knew about that injury. But I think the safe bet is that the Pelicans win this, because 21-point win, just absolutely rolling in that one. They're undefeated against the Blazers, whether they're at home or in Portland so far this season. Last time they were in Portland, the Pelicans held the Blazers to 94 points. So I think, my money's on the Pelicans in this one. I don't have really money to spend, but but if I had to guess, it'd be a Pelicans win in this one at Portland. But this is a big deal. This game is a big deal, and it just like it has been in the previous matchups with the Blazers this season, and just like these next four or five games will be for New Orleans. So the coming schedule for the Pelicans: they play the Blazers this coming week, followed by the Warriors, the Lakers, Cleveland, and then the Lakers again in their next five. And they have the easiest schedule of all time after that. They do have actually the easiest second half schedule in the entire league coming up here. Maybe easiest isn't the right term for the National Basketball Association, but the least difficult. There's fewer hardships with the quality of teams that they'll be matched up with for the rest of the season. But right now, in this five-game series that they're creeping up on, these next five games, the Blazers, Warriors, Lakers, Cleveland, Lakers. So, in three of those games, those teams are out of the playoff hunt. They're not making the playoffs this year. There's no way they'll be lottery picks. Blazers could make it, I should say. Right now, they're out of the playoff picture. They have to win those three games in this stretch here. Because the Lakers are arguably the best team in basketball. If it's probably the Bucks for most people, people would say the Bucks. But the Lakers are the best team in the Western Conference. They're the number one seed. They're a talented team. They're deep. They're experienced. They've got LeBron freaking James. So, I'd be surprised if the Pelicans were able to win at home or in LA for that matter. But this series of games is extremely important, because if you win those three, fine. You lose to the Lakers twice in five games, or twice in three games, really. That's not ideal, obviously. But if you can win three of these next five games, that is momentous. Because one, obviously, this goes without saying, it's from momentous to momentum. Obviously, you want to win games in stretches. And when you're young, and when this roster is young, momentum is huge. And in the NBA, you've got to get wins where you can get them. And when you're matched up with arguably the best team in all of basketball, you can't guarantee wins. And you can't guarantee wins against these other lottery draft pick teams, because they still have NBA talent on them, whether we like to admit it or not. So you've got to go out there, you've got to do your job, you've got to get wins when you can get them. And when you're playing against the Lakers, you go out there, you play hard, you do your best, but those are not guaranteed wins by any means, by any stretch of the word. So take advantage of what you can now. Put your head down, win those games, and then get into that easy stretch. And again, no guaranteed wins in the NBA, but take care of what you can take care of. Reminder, go follow me on Twitter. You'll be getting a lot of sports content there. It's at Elliot Clough. And you know what? If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. You'll get a response on the coming podcast, or just straight up on Twitter. We'll see what happens. Or you can hashtag What the Pel Is Up. And while you're here on the podcast, subscribe, leave a rate and review. That really helps us out. The more you do that, the better guests we get, the better quality content we'll be getting to you. Go follow Believe on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can check out a plethora of their other podcasts on any platform that you do listen to podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, all that, wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can check out my Pelicans coverage for Fansided at Hoops Habit, which is just click west, scroll down to New Orleans Pelicans, and give it a click there. Don't forget to shoot me those questions on Twitter. It's at Elliot Clough or hashtag what the Pel is up. I am Elliot Clough, and this was Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.